Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Pink, the CEO of Smart PM Technologies, the premier platform for analysis of construction schedule data. And Mr. Pink, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today as well. Thanks for your time. So as we know, scheduling is important in every industry, but none more so than the construction industry. Explain why that is the case. I'm sure listeners would be surprised to hear some of the details on that.
Well, if you think about construction, it's different than most industries in that you're actually building something large in a certain amount of time, and you have a lot of different moving parts that need to come together to make that happen, including design, engineering, procurement of materials, delivery of materials, and then the actual construction process. And yeah, if you want to get things done on time, which in a lot of cases are very optimistic timeframes, you have to know all the parts and pieces of everything and how they're all interrelated in order to construct in a timely manner. So if you think about that and all the people, all the various companies involved, all the different people involved, all the different people sitting on the site actually building, the people delivering and fabricating the materials, designing the designs, you have to keep them all constantly informed, and you have to have somebody overseeing that. And without some sort of plan, and executing upon that plan and knowing what drives what throughout all of the construction life cycle, you don't really have much in terms of getting it done in a timely manner. So that is why I believe that scheduling in construction is very, very important.
And you certainly made some great points to bring that out as well. Now, why are so many construction schedules poorly constructed? Talk to us about that.
Well, generally speaking, there was scheduling has been around for a very long time. And then back in like the 1980s, the technology came out to help facilitate the process. And, previously to that, people were, drawing things on walls and that sort of thing. But when CPM scheduling technology came out, it pretty much was embraced by the industry, and now it's a requirement on projects. But nobody ever taught the people how to use that program effectively. They don't understand how to build a good quality schedule to maximize the use of the tool. And there are this thing called best practices, but I would say most of the industry doesn't understand best practices thoroughly enough to manage as effectively enough as they could.
Now, another question for you: how does your product work, and how does it help construction companies stay on budget and on time, which is really a solution?
Well, the first thing we do is make sure that a schedule is analyzed to ensure that it is following best practices from its structural components, that the user who built that schedule is actually capable of managing and creating a schedule in that program. And there's many key indicators that will indicate whether or not it is. So that's the first thing we do. So we guarantee that you're building with a schedule that's worthy of managing a job, which is it doesn't exist on 88% of projects. Most project schedules are not built well enough to manage a job. But we cross that threshold early, and then we make sure they maintain that quality. But once you have that quality and you understand the truth going on in the jobs to make good decisions, we're actually analyzing progress and performance from update period to update period in ways that, no other technology can do. So we can see the writing on the wall as the project's unfolding. And we're also understanding decisions along the way and making sure that they're good decisions or not. If they're not good decisions, you're again putting the project at risk. So we're diagnosing those decisions through studying the changes. And all the while, we're capturing, impact issues and extrapolating future risks to ensure that the users that are managing these jobs can see the long-term effect of what we've learned as of the most recent update.
If you got any business folks tied to the construction industry tuning in today, they're probably pretty excited to hear about what you're offering through Smart PM Technologies today. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Pink, the CEO of Smart PM Technologies, the premier platform for analysis of construction schedule data, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, one of the ramifications of poorly developed schedules is the potential for litigation. How does your product help avoid that, and what purpose does it serve if litigation is actually initiated?
Well, the point is, if you have a poorly constructed schedule, you're going to have a poorly managed job. And in terms of that, what's the outcome is delays and overruns, which ultimately result in damages. So when a project's poorly managed and it's not done on time and it costs more money, the money's got to come from somewhere. You know, the contractor generally has very thin margins and doesn't want to fund the mistakes. And those mistakes can be coming from involved, but usually, you know, it's a hodgepodge of issues that can be caused by any of the constituents in a job. So a lot of finger pointing ensues. But the reality that a poorly constructed schedule is managing a job poorly and then coming up with the reasons for the problems is hard to decipher from that schedule data if the schedule was built incorrectly to begin with. So we're covering both of those, helping you manage a schedule that's built well, and that gives you good, insightful information to be accurate on what's impacting the job. And if the schedule misses that, then that's a recipe for, you know, an argument, because nobody wants to fund the overrun or the overruns that result from the delays or the damages that result from the delays. So what we do is we obviously fix that quality issue. We give very good, accurate analytics as to what's impacting the job so that people can course correct. And if they don't, we at least understand what were the issues that drove the end date out with accuracy, which is usually what people argue about in a dispute situation. So what we strive to do is give that good information in a manner that doesn't result in a dispute. It could result in a claim or a request for more money and time, but generally speaking, it doesn't end up in that finger-pointing scenario where people are arguing to the nth degree with their scheduling consultants all the way through, you know, the dispute resolution process and ultimately into litigation. So we're covering it from all different angles. And those are things that I was doing as a consultant prior to starting this company.
Great feedback, great information, so important as well. Good stuff there. Now, your product also teaches users an important lesson that construction schedules need to be developed based on reality and not hope. Do you think this lesson can apply to companies in any industry that has to create any kind of schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the bottom line is human bias enters any sort of situation when people are planning. And usually that bias results in people thinking best case scenario instead of a risk adjusted plan that factors in uncertainty. So in general, any schedule that's being built out there, I've seen that they usually have overly optimistic plans, which set you up for failure if they're not factoring in all the uncertainties exist in various, you know, schedule management type endeavors. So, yeah, I believe that reality exists everywhere. It's called planning fallacy, and any company that utilizes a scheduling program is at risk of this planning fallacy, which is generally saying, you know, the schedule you created is in its best case scenario will get done on X. And that only factors in if everything goes perfectly. And we all know in this world, not everything goes perfectly. Rarely it ever does. So, yes, I absolutely think that this is something that exists in other organizations for other different, you know, types of schedule management efforts.
Mr. Pink, really appreciate the insight and information on behalf of Smart PM Technologies and for what you do in this space. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything you'd like to leave us with here today?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that people need to understand is, you know, at least in the construction industry, the process is not ideal and it's fairly broken, and it has resulted in many, many bad outcomes on projects as well as bad relationships at the end of jobs. And if you just take a little bit of time and utilize either a technology or learn a little bit about the schedule management process, it makes a massive difference. And, you know, in construction, the place where people lose money and where the profits are eroded are at the project level. So every project needs to have that understanding. And if you do, it turns your business into one that's actually very lucrative and profitable as opposed to stressful and losing money. So I think that's why we focused on that one very targeted area, because I've seen it make a difference in a big way, even when doing it manually.
Mr. Pink, really appreciate your concluding remarks and again for your time here today. Where can listeners tap into Smart PM Technologies and or to get more details online?
Our website is www.smartpmtech.com. That's smartpmtech, T-E-C-H.com.
Easy enough. And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do. Mr. Pink, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. It was nice to talk with you, Eric.
You're more than welcome, and it certainly was my pleasure as well. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael Pink, the CEO of Smart PM Technologies, the premier platform for analysis of construction schedule data. And for all the details, again, visit smartpmtech.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.